Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Yvonne and Yelena, and they're going to talk about an exciting new library that we have for the Windows runtime. But let's get started. Yelena, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Yelena. I work as a program manager in Analog Science Productivity Capture team. We're in Serbia now, and I'm basically a PM on the optical character recognition engine, which is now shipped through this library that we're going to talk about.
That's going to be exciting. Yvonne, tell us a little bit about who you are.
So my name is Yvonne, and I'm development lead on the same team with Yelena.
You're not in Redmond, though.
No, both of us are based in Serbia. So our team is part of Microsoft Development Center Serbia in Belgrade.
Awesome. All right, what are you guys working on right now?
So most of our team is actually focused on developing the OCR technology. OCR stands for Optical Character Recognition. So basically, that's technology enabling recognition of text from images.
Yelena, I thought we already had an OCR control. Wasn't there a Bing OCR control that we had just a few years ago, or maybe just last year?
Yeah, that's true. That was also supported by our team, but it got deprecated in April this year because through the feedback we realized that having a client-side library would fit better to our developers, to developers' needs. So we stopped with the control, and we have published the library now.
So it used to be a server tied to the server. It's no longer tied to the server. Is that the biggest change?
Yeah, that's the biggest change. It used to be server side, and now it's completely on client.
Very cool. All right, let's step back just for a second and just talk about OCR. I mean, this is a very fascinating topic. Walk us through just the process of OCR. How does it work?
Well, I guess that's not a question which can be answered in 2 minutes. So that's a whole pipeline involving very heavy image processing and machine learning algorithms. On high level, very simplified. So we start with identifying all the small components on the images, then grouping them into lines, breaking the lines into words, and then recognizing each word separately. So in the end, the final result is just a text string for each word and bounding box.
That's incredible. Okay, so inside the Microsoft ecosystem, though, OCR isn't a new thing. We certainly have seen it around. And I wonder, Yelena, you want to talk us through kind of where it shows up throughout the platform?
Sure. So I'll just point a few products that use OCR. For example, in OneNote, all the images that you put in your OneNote are OCR'd so that you can search through them. And also on OneDrive, all the images that you upload to your camera roll folder from your phone get OCR'd so you can reuse the text. It's right here in the right part of the screen. I'll show you just a few images. You can see the text. You can then reuse it, copy it, or use it somewhere else. Depends. For example, I have some URL here that I needed later on, and also I have a photo of a manual for a chair that we use here, for example, and any other useful info you can copy from there. I would also like to show you how a Bing Translator app works. The app is also developed by our team here, so I'll show you how it works on my phone. For example, if you go to to camera mode, we'll focus on camera because it uses OCR. If you open camera and point it to the text that you want to have translated, it will translate it. For example, here we have we did English to Italian, and since I learned Italian, I can verify that this is actually correct. Also, for example, if you don't know Chinese, as I don't, you can use it for Chinese, for example. And with this example here, you can actually find your way in China.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So this is also using the OCR engine that we developed and that is now part of the OCR library.
That's awesome, Yelena. Thanks for showing us that and all the other tools where it kind of sneaks in. And it's cool that your team gets to touch all that as well. Yvonne, talk to us now about the library. What are we introducing and giving developers for the Windows runtime?
So after shipping the OCR library and all those great products that Yelena just demoed, we decided to make the library available to third-party developers so they can build all those cool apps using OCR as well. One of main features of the new library is that it runs entirely on client, which has two major advantages. First, it can work without internet connection. And even if you have internet connection, it's oftentimes very slow, and uploading the image to the service takes a lot of time. So doing all processing on client can get your results faster.
And does it take up a large amount of memory in order to do that? How can you do that?
So we spend a lot of time optimizing the engine both for accuracy and performance, optimizing for speed. So we managed to run it even on low-end Windows Phone devices.
Wow! And is it you download the dictionary depending on the language that you want to OCR?
Something like that. I'll show that a bit later.
Okay, a little surprise here in a minute, no problem. And how is this different than the Bing OCR control?
So in this case, we have a library, which means that we just have an API. Here's the image, and you get the back text result. So this gives a lot of flexibility to developer. Unlike a UI control, where you have fixed UI, you have complete freedom to design whatever like cool user interface you like. And that was one of major requests from developers, by the way.
Cool. I wonder if you might show us how this looks inside Visual Studio.
Yeah, sure. So earlier today, I prepared a very simple app just to save time. The OCR library is supported on three different platforms, Windows Phone 8, Windows Phone 8.1, and Windows Store 8.1. So for this demo, I decided to show you a Windows Store app.
Cool.
It is.
I see you're running Visual Studio 2013. Is that a requirement? Can I run it on Visual Studio 2012? What's the minimum there?
Oh, basically, if you're developing for 8.1, then you have to have Visual Studio 2013 anyway.
Got
so
it.
So this is a very simple app. I just started from a blank template, and I added a small button. Let me show the app. So the app just enables you to load a photo from your photo gallery, and it displays the photo. So that's
nice.
All.
Nice.
And here the code, the small snippet I wrote, like loading photo and loading it into a writable bitmap. And finally showing on the screen. So that's all.
And that's all standard. We haven't interacted with your library yet.
Yeah. So now let's assume developer has such a nice app and just wants to add OCR capabilities to it. Adding the OCR library is extremely straightforward. That's because we publish the library as a NuGet package.
Great.
So all a developer needs to do is just go to project and manage NuGet packages. So here you can just type in Microsoft OCR, and the first thing will be Microsoft OCR library for Windows runtime.
Beautiful.
Just click install, and in a few seconds you'll have the library added to your project. What just happened in background, NuGet configured your project to use OCR library, adding the reference to Windows Preview Media OCR namespace where our library resides, and also added some OCR resources to the project.
And if I add it to my Windows app, I can support ARM and x86? Does it make
absolutely.
Any... Okay, so I can still do any PC, any
absolutely.
CPU. Beautiful.
So actually, if I try to build the app, I'll get the error because any CPU is not supported. That's because all of our library is written in pure native code, which means that we have three different versions of the library. And also your project now has to be built in three different versions, so we will have to choose one of them.
Ah, I see. So you do support all the different platforms, you just have to build them independently.
Right. So we provide the library for all three platforms, and you'll have separate app packages for all three platforms.
Fantastic. That's fine.
So here you have some basic info, and please note that here is the email, so you're welcome to contact us directly and provide feedback. We would really appreciate that.
Wow.
So let's go back to code. So what I want to do is just to process that image and show the results, the resulting text. So the most important class in the entire library is called OCR Engine. So I'll just add it in the main page. So the logical place to make an instance of OCR Engine is in main page constructor. So I'll just do that here. So while creating the instance, we have to specify the language. And let's go with English.
Okay. Very nice.
So that's it. And then in our button click handler, we can do the actual processing. So there, the OCR Engine class has only one method. It's called the recognize async. And that's all you need to know.
It has only one method. You can't get
so
it wrong.
So we really tried to make the API as simple as possible and as easy to use as possible. So it's an async method, so you'll use a wait to call it.
Okay.
By the way, if I don't remember all the parameters of this method, I can just position my cursor over the name and press F1, and I'm automatically redirected to MSDN page for this nice method. So we created documentation exactly in the same format as for platform API. So here you can find the info about all the parameters, exceptions thrown for the method, and everything you need to know to use the method correctly.
Great.
So I'll need to specify height and width, and also third parameter is actually byte array of pixels. So the only format we support right now is BGRA8, which means like 32 bits per pixel and 8 bits for each of three components, like last 4 bits are not used. Fortunately, that's actually the format used by writable bitmap and bitmap decoder, so that's actually the most convenient format in most situations.
Okay, brilliant. Probably not a coincidence that you chose that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you have a writable bitmap, we can just access pixel buffer from it and convert it to array. So here we have a byte array we can pass to this method. So that's it. What this method returns is an OCR result. That's actually a structure containing all the results. So it's as easy as that. And now I'll show you how to access the results and show them. You can very easily iterate through this structure using for each.
Ivan, while you're doing that, let me ask you, what should the developer expect as far as a delay right there? If it's a small image, if it's a large image, how does that really play a role?
So processing time is mainly determined by image resolution. If you need results really fast, then you better have a smaller image. Anyways, we can successfully run the several megapixels image on phone.
Okay, wow. All right, and what can we do with the OCR result?
So We can very easily iterate through what's your result structure using for each loop. So actually, the result consists of lines, and then each line contains words. So I'll just write a nested loop. So I can put all of that text in a string.
Nice.
Each word has a text property. You can also see here that, like, in addition to text, you can also access bounding box for each word, which is very useful if you want to create some cool UI. This time around, we will use just text.
And the cool UI would be if I wanted to draw a, you know, some sort of rectangle around the word so you could identify it.
Right. So drawing the bounding boxes around words, or even overlying the resulting text over the original image as we do in Translator.
Yeah.
Just add the space between words, and maybe a new line after each new line character after each line. I think that's it. So now we have all text in string S. Just to show it, I have a recognized text. That's just a text block on page. Here it is. Let's try it.
There you go.
Ta-da.
How effective is it if the image is a little blurry, or do colors make a difference? Does the font make a difference? What should we look for if a developer wants to give recommendations to the user to have a better experience? What do you recommend?
Oh, absolutely. So all those factors affect the quality of OCR recognition. And Yelena will later give you some samples of, like, images which don't work so well with the engine.
Okay.
So here you can see all the recognized text from this image, line by line.
And
you can also notice that some text which is just partially visible, like here or Mumbai, is not recognized because the engine figured out that it's only partially visible, so it didn't even try to recognize it. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome and super fast too.
Yep.
Cool. When I add that in and I interact with it like this, it looks as simple as almost any other SDK. And I do see that the namespace is Windows Preview. Does that mean that obviously the namespace is going to change?
So it's Windows Preview because we are considering making it a platform API, but at this time I can't really comment on whether this will actually happen. But this library is really the very stable version, and developers are free to use it in their apps.
All right, good. That's what developers want to hear. That's perfect. Yvonne, this is brilliant. I noticed you picked English, of course, but other languages are supported. We saw the demonstration of Chinese, and what else do we have?
Absolutely. So we currently support 21 languages, including all major Western languages and 4 East Asian languages. So if you just press F12 on this Enum, you can see all the languages supported. You can also see them in MSDN documentation. And one important thing to note here is that, like, by default, when you add the library to your project, only resources for English are included in MSOCRS or file here.
Ah, I see.
So if you want to add resources for other languages, we provided a tool for you. So you can just see where the package is installed. Mm-hmm. Here in packages. Here we have a library for all platforms, but there is a separate folder, OCR Resources Generator, which is a tool to generate customized resource for any combination of languages. So if you want to add all supported languages, that would be like 26, 27 megabytes. Which is a lot, but maybe you only need like English, French, and German, which adds up to 2.5 megabytes, which is okay.
And you have to know the language that you're putting through the OCR. Can you mix the languages at all?
Actually, not so. So the library supports only single language on the image. So you have to know the language in advance.
Perfect. Thanks, Ivan. Yelena, talk to us more about the types of apps that we can build using your library.
So basically, OCR technology can enable various scenarios from text search and images, translation, as we have demoed, anti-text extraction, like, I don't know, take an image of business card and extract contact info, for example, to some more complex scenarios like digitalization of printed documents. So basically, it's all up to devs and their ideas and imagination. I really do look forward to seeing more apps in Windows and Windows Phone Store that are using our OCR technology.
It's really up to the creativity of the developer. Like a lot of things, Microsoft is putting out platforms and pieces and all the Legos and letting the developer put those together when they start seeing a business need or something like that around it. Earlier, though, we were talking about successful strategies on images, like the types of images that are the best and things like that. Could you kind of walk us through how we can be most successful, the type of image to OCR?
Of course. So basically, if you use clear images with standard printed fonts, you can really expect good results of OCR. You should take care to have characters that are big enough, I'd say more than 15 pixels for Western languages. And you should also take care that images are not damaged, that all the text is visible, that they're not too blurred, or you don't have a glare from the flash of the camera, for example. Also, with images that have too noisy, too complex background, you can expect some OCR errors. But most of the standard images that are easily read, you won't have any problems with. I can show you a few examples of the images that we don't really support. What we don't support very well are actually at all are some too fancy fonts, some too artistic fonts, and handwritten fonts. So basically all the fonts that you can see here are not really supported, or these fonts, or handwriting. So no handwriting, definitely. No handwriting, and greetings from Belgrade.
Nice.
That would be a piece of advice that we would share with devs that are planning to use our library.
Does the color play a role in it at all?
No, you can expect to get good results for both dark text on light background and light text on dark background. So it both works.
Well, very cool. And now, when we were talking about the Bing service, the way it used to be, there was always something in the back of my mind, there's going to be a licensing thing to be concerned with. What if I write the next big super app? With this, there's no licensing concern at all. We kind of offload it all up onto the client. Is that the way it works?
Exactly. So you absolutely don't have any dependency on external service. So everything you need is backed in your app.
Beautiful. What's the what do you guys plan to do with it? Are you going to build the next super app yourself?
So it will also be used in many Microsoft products, but when it comes to our team, we are continuing to working on adding support for new languages and also improving the current engine.
Beautiful. Yelena, Ivan, thank you so much for taking the time, walking us through this new OCR engine for Windows Runtime. I can't wait for developers to go pull it down off of Nougat and use it as well. Awesome that you provide a feedback email so we can interact with you directly if there's any concern or something we can't figure out, and you can help the community that way. That's really neat. Not a lot of APIs are even taking that awesome step, so I appreciate that. Appreciate your time today, and we'll see you around.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Thank you, Jerry. It was a real pleasure being your guest today.
Thanks, guys.